Welcome, and with me, Pete Harris with the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association. We're going to talk about forkhorns. So tell me what a forkhorn is.
Well, a forkhorn is a young buck, and that's exactly what we're looking for is youth in Cook County.
And you've got three levels of camps to that kids can sign up for, and just describe the whole general program, because this is pretty much underwritten, doesn't take a whole lot of money out of the parents' pockets.
Okay. The Deer Hunters Association many years ago developed these camp programs to try and get kids to become more interested in the outdoors, to follow in their father's footsteps or mother's footsteps and grandparents and stuff like that. And they have developed three different camps. The Forkhorn 1 camp is a basic camp. It's for kids that are 11 years of age up to 15. And it, among other things, will graduates of that weekly camp will get a Minnesota Firearm Safety Certificate. Mm-hmm. The next level up is a Forkhorn 2 camp. That's for kids that are at least 12 years old up to 16. And graduates of that program will receive a Minnesota Bowhunter Certificate and learn more about just hunting techniques and being out in the woods using compass and stuff like that. The advanced course is a Forkhorn 3. That's for boys and girls that are ages 14 to 17. And that'll give an advanced hunter certificate. And that not only just covers deer hunting, but also upland game and waterfowl and all different techniques.
Yeah, and these camps are open to both boys and girls.
Oh, yes. In fact, the camp at Deep Portage, if a girl, you know, might be a little sensitive about being with a bunch of boys in a class, they have an all-girl class for the Forkhorn 1 level just to get them started.
Well, it seems to me that having been, you know, kind of a woods guy myself for many years when I was this age, that learning these kinds of skills and attitudes is pretty important, particularly when it comes from people who know what they're really doing. I mean, it's fine if you go out hunting with your dad, but this seems to me to be a really good way to implant in a young person a real appreciation of the outdoors and a real understanding, and also, of course, basic safety. Before we went on the air, you and I were talking about the fact that it's really kind of hard to get young people out for these kinds of things. Outdoor activity is going down as the digital activity increases.
That's exactly the problem, and that's why the Forkhorn Camp Experience is one of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association primary goals. You know, we are interested in improving habitat. They were feeding deer this winter, you know, doing all different kinds of things. But getting young people interested in the outdoor experience that includes hunting, fishing, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, basic stuff like cost?
Well, right now they're week-long camps, and they start Sunday afternoon and run through Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And the cost varies a little bit between which camp a person chooses to go to. But we encourage youth in this area to either attend the Deep Portage Conservation Center that's just west of Reamer and you know, west of Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. or the Laurentian Environmental Learning Center, and that's up in the just north of Virginia. The camp at Laurentian costs $425 a week, and we are asking the family, if they can, to support that with $50 contribution, and the Deer Hunters, our local Arrowhead chapter, will pay for the balance of that
wow.
cost. And the session at Deep Portage is less expensive. It's $375 for the week. And again, the same thing holds true. We'll pick up the cost if the parent can't afford to pay even the $50. But it would be nice if they had something into it. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to get even more out of it than if it's totally just made available to them.
As I understand it, the Laurentian camp parents can attend.
And that's one of the things at the Laurentian camp, which is really nice. A parent can attend with their child at no cost. And we've had some local people do that.
That's not a bad idea, because then both the adult and the young person understands what the whole program is. And it seems to me that's a great way to learn together, because you're never too old to learn those kinds of basic skills. Some of the stuff the average person might not know anyway. I mean, particularly, you know, map, compass, orienteering, that sort of thing. You know, that's not something every mother or dad knows.
Well, even though you're learning from a parent, you know, a lot of these things, it's sort of like the ARP driver education program, where you have refresher classes, and it's surprising how much you can learn from an instructor. And that's the same thing holds true with these camps.
Now, you've got brochures around the area, but if somebody's listening right now and is interested in having their young person involved in any of these programs, what do they have to do?
The simplest thing would just be for them to contact me.
Okay.
And if you want, I can give my phone number is 387-1868, or they can contact me by over the internet by email. Our email address is harrispc@boreal.org.
Easy. Okay. And we have the information here at the radio station, the contact information as well. So we've talked before about this, and the work of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association is really pretty admirable. And these camps are a real great opportunity, I think, for young people to connect with their outdoor experience. And I want to thank you for coming in and talking about it, Pete.
You're welcome.
And
thank you.
If you is there some kind of deadline on this at all?
No, the sooner the better.
Okay.
as the camps fill up, you have less choice.
Okay, excellent. We've been speaking with Pete Harris. He's with the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, the chapter here in Cook County. And Forkhorn 1, 2, and 3 brochure is easy to read. It's got lots of great information in it. Tells you what the kids are going to get as a part of the program. So we'll have a few here at the station, and they'll be around town. So stop in, pick one up, or the Deer Hunters Association does have a website, so you can check there too.
That's the place.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pete.
Okay.